From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says government warplanes struck a rebel-held neighborhood in the center of Homs Sunday. It says at least three people were killed and dozens wounded. Meanwhile, President Bashar al-Assad's forces are said to be pushing toward the city of Palmyra, which was overrun by the Islamic State in December. Syrian opposition activist Hamza Manzer emerged from a meeting with United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura to say that the opposition needs to present a united front in upcoming peace talks. A senior commander says Iraqi militarized police have captured a neighborhood on the western side of Mosul. Major General Haider al-Maturi says his troops entered the Tayaran neighborhood Sunday morning and that it is now under their control. Al-Maturi said Islamic State militants deployed at least 10 suicide car bombs, but none of them were blown up before reaching their targets. Thousands of Russians marched in Moscow to mark the two-year anniversary of the death of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, who was gunned down outside the Kremlin. Marchers carried Russian flags and signs with quotes from Nemtsov. The Foreign Ministry of the Czech Republic says one of its nationals sentenced to prison in Sudan has been released and sent home. Peter Jacek had received a 20-year prison term for charges that included espionage, charges the Czech government called groundless. Jacek was released during a visit by the Czech foreign minister. The 89th Annual Oscars Movie Awards Ceremony will be held today in California. This is VOA News.